Anyway, she used to have all these jobs, and she didn't want any of them. She used to go in every day. She could never remember where she lived at the end of the day, after all these things. She worked like 20 hours a day. And she went through about 7 to 10 hours in 10 months, because she couldn't remember why she took the jobs.
Did you try to remember her name? Or you got what she had?
She's completely untrustful at the moment. All I know about her is the salary is to go to Lashko Incorporated. They got a PO box for coming from.
Well, if you do remember her name, you know, her number, could you ring me? Interesting people are my forte.
Excuse me, Mr. Toller, I phoned your agent. What is he, man? A being divided by five?
Divided by five.
I'm Henry Merchant from Tower County University. It's just over the border from Vancouver. I edit New Technological Scrutiny and Culture magazine. It's pretty big. Hi, Miss Fenland. I talked to you about your hesitancy nullification course last June.
You said you were an antique dealer.
I didn't want you to be in awe of me.
About your CSSA theory, the sleep snatches?
Well, that was a long time ago. I was eating a lot of takeaway food at the time. Suffering from basement depression syndrome. I was living in one in Ladbroke Road. It was like a papal cell, huh?
What do you think of my interview technique? I'm more of a creative writer, really.
I'll bring you some batteries for the second photo.
That was
blindfold. That wasn't me. I'm Pete Toller. That's Pete Toller. After going to see her.
It all started when my little sister nearly drowned. I thought she fell in a rock pool. I became obsessed with split line apprehension. I tried to act, but the stupendous of that fear taste drove my centre skybound, and snatched was the feeling to which I'm now addicted.
How do you spell apprehension?
I think it has two P's.